Hello and welcome to another episode of the Who Are We podcast. Today we are joined by Peter Brower, who is the founder of Get Into More. And we're also joined by Nikki van der Broek. I know I've not pronounced that correctly, and we've already laughed about that. But Nikki is the manager of business development. So as is normal, let's start off with the most straightforward question. Tell us a bit about Get Into More, please.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor, for having us on this podcast today. Well, we started the company a couple of years ago, and what it's all about is the data analysis of anything that is linked to meeting and events and group business for hotels. And the main gain for the or main aim for the system is actually to get data out of a PMS and transform it into a dashboard where we can find data analysis, analytics, in order to make more out of our M&E revenues and to get more insights of our whole portfolio of M&E products.
Okay, very good. So specifically targeted about around the revenue management piece, but with the M&E and groups business, yes?
Yeah, specifically.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because when we talk about data, it goes into so many different directions under the PMS that I really wanted the audience to narrow down and understand this is a revenue management solution. Because there aren't many of those, and we'll get into, certainly not dedicated to your area, which is I'm really interested to get into that conversation in a moment. Exactly. So you've been going for a couple of years now, yeah? So you must be still a fairly small company, or what kind of stage are you at the moment?
Well, we tend to call us still a startup because we started, because we started about 2.5 years ago. But the first year was really about getting a lot of licenses and data validation and all sorts of practicalities. Because within the PMS world, it's a bit of a challenge to get the right reporting and right data out of the PMSs, which are linked to these M&E tools.
Absolutely.
And to get that, you know, validated in the correct way. And we started off with Opera, and Opera being a part of Oracle is a lengthy road to travel, because we need, it's not just us saying, oh yeah, this is what we want, just give it to us, right? So that took us at least a year to get all of that Oracle validation and also their exports to get out of the systems from the PMS into our M&E tool. And since Nikki joined a year and a half ago, we have been really starting to commercialize and putting it on into the market with a layer of hotels.
Very good. You're not the only one to have experienced that challenge with that particular supplier.
I know.
And I was lucky enough to not be there to experience it. So I think I joined at the right time.
Exactly the right time. And I guess not to diverge too far, but it must be an interesting challenge for you in that startup phase, because you have those legacy companies in the PMS, and then you have a number of variations of PMS suppliers all the way up to another one of our expert partners, Apaleo, who are like a complete open API, app-based, almost like Google Play. So I guess you've got different challenges and different opportunities interacting with these PMS providers.
Exactly, yeah. And the more rigid the systems are, the more difficult it is to get this link with our own tool. It's like you said, if they have open APIs, it's actually a matter of plug and play in an easy way. But if it's like the old fashioned way, where a lot of hotels are still working with you know, no offense, and of course these systems are very solid as well. It is just not the easiest way to get into the right exports, and also to get the right people to work with you and help you.
No, it makes perfect sense. There's obvious reason people start up businesses. Sometimes we do it just for the fun of it, but you know, I'm sure there was a more commercial, practical solution you were looking to find. Without you know, having spent a lot of time in the revenue management space, I can see where the application fits. But I'm interested to hear from your perspectives, what was the challenge that you saw, and how do you see getting to more fitting into that?
Okay. No, it was pure fun, actually. No. Well, in a way, it started like that because, you know, when we worked on it, when we worked on our M&E, so both myself and a colleague, we were looking at an M&E as a revenue potential for our portfolio of hotels. And, you know, these revenue streams are quite important. If you have a hotel with maybe 350 bedrooms, but also 20 to 25 meeting rooms. And we were always, you know, juggling around with Excels and getting information out of a PMS, putting it in manually. So it took us, well, forever to get like a normal forecasting tool in specifically again for meeting and events in Excel. And then we found out, you know, whatever we had was very sensitive of making mistakes. You know, whenever a cell wasn't correct, the whole Excel thing sort of exploded. So we got frustrated by the inefficiency and also because of the limited information we could get out of it. So we said to ourselves, what do we want? And we looked around and we saw nothing that would help us as a tool because, you know, we've been looking for rooms, into ideas, all sorts of other players, and we know what to do with the room revenues. But for meeting and events, it was nothing. So we said, okay, might as well do it ourselves. And that's how the fun started. And then, you know, we sort of got in contact with Opera to see how they could help us. And then, and that's how it sort of evolved throughout 1 year of data validating and then moving fast forward to where we are now.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
You mentioned there some of the more recognized revenue management solutions, which are well founded and well established in the room side of the business. What have been the challenges? I mean, I've had a number of conversations with some of our expert partners on podcasts that we've done, and M&E and groups business. If you're that sort of property, if you're in a city, if you've got that right, if you've got the structure that caters to that business, can be so crucial that it's always been a surprise that this has been taken so long in a way for a solution to be developed. Can you expand on what some of the challenges are? And I'm sure things that you're still dealing with as you're evolving the solution.
Yeah, it's 100% spot on what you just said. Because, you know, the rooms, everybody sort of takes for granted. You invest in all sorts of systems to get your things optimized. Whereas in M&E, it is clearly not just the case. I think it's a matter of priorities in a lot of hotels where it's still looked upon like, you know, we're doing fine with M&E. And the main challenge is actually, it doesn't really matter if you have a lot of revenues coming into M&E. It's all about the optimization. And it's about if you have already lots of revenue, well, maybe you can do even better if you know your lead time and if you know your current conversion and so forth. And even if you have not such big revenues in M&E, maybe your efficiency can be really, really improved because of our tool. So the possibilities to use the tool is really a broad perspective to look at. And like you said, it took so long because I don't think that a lot of hospitality people have the knowledge, maybe it's not the right word, but don't see the real potential of meeting and events because it's huge.
It is. It's certainly come to the forefront a lot more in the last couple of years. I think in a way, and you will know far better than I will, but I mean, total revenue management has been spoken about for more years than I care to remember. And that can mean many different things to many different people. The whole ancillary revenue piece is something that the airlines has been very strong on. And so I think, you know, those two factors maybe have started to bubble up and people because of the various circumstances, you know, different economic climates, continuing growth is maybe pulling down the ADR, and the competition about the rates and the OTAs. We know the challenge around rooms. So having to look outside into other aspects of the hotel has probably become a much higher priority, and therefore, rightly so, push this up the list. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that would be fair. Yeah. And on top of that, like you said, you mentioned the OTAs. It's also that in principle, these group and block business linked with M&E, the commission levels in the end are also normally a bit lower than the average commission we would pay to an OTA. So that room revenue that you could come in is actually net profitable, most likely a little bit better as well.
Nikki, conscious we kind of introduced you and then haven't allowed you much time to talk. Is there anything across any of the questions I've asked so far that you just want to sort of chip in on that?
Yeah, well, once Peter is talking, it's hard to get in between. But when it comes to challenges and looking at, well, revenue management for rooms being so established and meetings and events, yeah, I think changing markets ask for a creative approach. And I think creative hoteliers and creative revenue managers are starting to see that there's a lot to gain by optimizing meetings and events and group business as well. And we're lucky to have found, some people that want to be first there and support us from the start on, which is amazing, because we can build a nice platform, but if no one wants to use it, well, yeah, then we can stop, of course.
Then you are just doing it for fun.
And we are just doing it for fun. And
that makes good sense. And that leads us on quite nicely, because the clients that you work with, I guess by definition, they obviously have to be a particular size and have certain facilities that requires, a meeting and events and group and can cater for group business. So can you talk a little bit about where you see your typical clients being at the moment?
Sure. Well, of course, they need some sort of function space. If there's no function space, there's no point in optimizing
it.
But the size really isn't that important when it comes to meetings and events revenue optimization. So looking at our customers, we are talking to hotels that have two meeting mm-hmm. rooms, and we have hotels in our portfolio with 40 meeting
40.
Rooms.
Oh, wow.
40. That's a really big one. But the idea is, if you have two meeting rooms, so you decided you wanted to go for meetings and events with your hotel, mm-hmm. well, why then not optimize that function space, especially if you have only two? Yeah. Well, better make sure these function spaces are used to the fullest. Yeah. So size-wise, there's no restrictions. Everyone's welcome, of course. But what we see is that, well, most customers we have at the moment are city hotels.
And are they mainly sort of independent hotels or smaller, medium-sized groups? Or, I mean, it's so, the hotel industry is so complex now. So do you find it's a real mixture for you?
It is a real mixture. We have some independent hotels there that we love working with them. They're very free, of course, but also some branded hotels. The first smaller chains are starting to sign up, which is great for us, of course. It's a nice mix.
Very good. Very good. And how do you find it in terms of, and I'm trying to think how to phrase this, because the properties sometimes don't have a dedicated revenue management person, and it's an individual that maybe is wearing multiple hats. Often the simplicity of just working within the rooms, because that's what we know, we've got the metrics to deal with that, we've got maybe systems or Excel spreadsheets that already support that. How are you finding their ability to not grasp that we need to do it, but take that step into, we probably need to be systemizing this and understanding, if they're not a tried and tested revenue manager that's used to this all the time? They may be in reservations front office, for instance, and this is just part of their role.
We've made the tool very intuitive. So there's a couple of dashboards in there, and honestly, they're really easy to understand. So even if we have a trainee looking at the figures on a weekly basis, they could make out quite some information already. So there is not a lot of super training for the basics. Anybody can start with it and immediately make some observations about their whole M&E revenues and also about what's on the books and so forth. And of course, if you would go to like another level of people that are more interested in going into the details, there are more advanced dashboards, so to say, where they can look at and to get more understanding of their business.
So I think the main thing is that there is a general interest in optimizing. So it doesn't really matter if you're super experienced or if you're a more junior profile, but if you want to make sense out of the data, well, then just begin today, and what you will do tomorrow will be more interesting than what you did today. And every day you can make progress there it's a path.
So it's sort of an easy, so you make it very simple so that, you know, that you could look at it. You could be talking to an owner, could be talking to a general manager, however, you know, whoever is making that decision. And that might be their reservation is, you know, we don't have that level of knowledge and skill at the moment, but we know this is what we need to do. So you've made it as simple as possible for them to get some core information that they can start to make some commercial strategic decisions around. And then I guess with a lot of these things, as you become more confident and comfortable with the solution, they can then, I think, as you said, Peter, there's more advanced, they could start to take a more deeper dive if they find, you know, they're finding this quite interested and they want to go into more detail with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a learning curve for them, but also for us. So whatever they work on, we ask their feedback in order also to develop the tool in a different way than just saying, okay, this is what we think, here you go, the rollout is next week and get on with it. No, it's different. So whatever the first layer of users, second layer or third layer or however you want to call them, they give us a feedback on actually how they experience the tool, and then they tell us what they are missing and if there's a good platform of sort of the details that they want to look at and there's a common ground, we can then put that into development and roll that out for the next phases. And that's how we've worked now for the last year and a half with Nikki.
Very good. And I mean, it seems such a simple thought process in a way that, you know, when we get a smartphone and we open an app, we don't need to go on a training course to use this solution. So, you know, developers now are thinking a lot more in terms of making that user interface and that user experience instantly accessible without overcomplicating it. It always worries me whenever I hear people saying that someone needs to have a morning's training or a day's training, and particularly when they almost have to, they charge for it as well. I think, well, for goodness sake, you know, how complicated is this system? You know, not only does it cost me money, I'm now spending training on it. This is a bit worrying. I just want to plug and go and get on with it and see some information.
That is actually insane to do it. Look at it like that, because like I always say, Trevor, a user interface is like a joke. If I have to explain it to you, it's not a good one. So we really made sure with our user interface, well, I will give a training, of course, after you get on board, but it will be about how to optimize that great part of business that is meetings and events and group business. The training will not be about where can I find the conversion. Well, that speaks for itself.
So it's how to use the tool to add value to their property through optimizing their revenue, not, okay, I'm going to train you how to use the tool. It's like, that's crazy.
Imagine that.
Well, I don't have to imagine it. You hear it a lot of times.
Yeah. Yes. And we also talk about, you know, efficiency a lot. So, I mean, how efficient can you be if you just open the tool and you get on with it instead of, like you said, have a training for 2 full days with 8 persons looking at a screen, us explaining the whole tool. It's there. You look at it and you get on with it.
What I would like to add to that is, that is a process. So most of the hotels where we walk through the door, they're going to start optimizing meetings and events revenue. It's not that they were doing it. They had the same struggles that Peter was having at the properties where he was doing the revenue management, having a bit of struggles, making sense of all of the data out of this PMS system. So they sort of maybe waited for us to come through the door and help in that part. So we start a journey together. And first training will be about very basic stuff. And then along the way, we will just proceed and go to the more complex stuff.
And that's part of that customer service, the customer success. People call it different things, but I sense that's what your clients really, really gain from you, that they get a solution that does what it says on the tin. It helps them to optimize their M&E and groups business with a simple user interface that they can start from day one utilizing, but then the support is there and the sophistication is there within the system for them to go deeper into it and the backup and support to train them into how they can use that to better optimize is there, and that's built into your offering.
Exactly.
So I'm conscious we've been talking for over 20 minutes already. As they say, time flies when you're having fun. So let's talk a little bit about your evolution going forward. What are the next things for you guys? What's on the horizons? Who wants to take that one?
Okay. I think it will be a joint effort again. I'll start quickly. So indeed, towards the future, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of things we take on board from the users. So if they, whatever they tell us, we try to implement that in our tool. I think the main thing that we're looking at now is expanding market-wise more. So currently we're very much in Europe. It would be great to have something also in America. But also, and that's maybe a bit of a fun story, I think this week we're going to have a meeting with a company in Amsterdam who's actually renting out boats. But boats are like floating spaces, right? So they said,
that's cool.
They said, why don't we have a talk about that? So it's not that we're limited to any sort of event space of a hotel. It can also be a boat, for instance, or anything else. So we're very open to any sorts of markets. And
so basically, you are taking a space where an event can be held and optimizing that space, wherever it may be, on the water or in a hotel.
Exactly, yes.
And then from a product perspective, of course, we have many plans as well. I think the one that I'm most excited about at this time is our recent collaboration with the University of Brussels. They have an artificial intelligence lab. And we're working closely with them to, input or develop the first predictive models in our tool as well.
Okay, very interesting.
So I would say at the moment, the tool is mainly analytical and, you still need a good head on your shoulders to make some or take some good decisions based on what you see. So the next step will be to intelligence there.
No, that's really good, because the predictive nature is quite a tough piece in this area of the business.
Definitely. And the first thing that we will tackle is the question to sell or not to sell to a certain inquiry, which is something that occupied my mind often when I was still working in meeting and event sales. You get an inquiry and it's an all right inquiry, so you're not going to say, okay, I'm going to deny it straight away. But you're thinking, will I get a better inquiry for the same day?
Shall I twist or shall I stick?
Exactly that. Because the risk is, of course, that you end up empty-handed and you have nothing. So that will be the main focus of the first predictive models in Getting to More. And we're super excited to see that develop.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Brilliant. Very good indeed. I try and cover as much as I can in these conversations, but I'm also very conscious. I can't anticipate every question or cover every point that you guys may want to get across. And the purpose of these podcasts is about you. So really, I'd just like to open the floor to either of you if there's anything we haven't touched on or any element of your solution or offering that maybe we haven't covered. If we've done a good job, great. But if we haven't, here's an opportunity, just if you want to mention anything.
I must say, Thank you, Trevor. I must say that you've covered a lot of stuff in the last 25 minutes. So that's hats off to you, because I don't think without the guideline that you've talked about for the last 25 minutes, we would have been able to make it. But I think that if there's anything I would like to add, it is really about that a gut feeling is good, but you know, it doesn't help to make a budget in the end. And I think that is a lot of stuff that we did in the past, even before the whole the revenue management systems for rooms. There was a lot of gut feeling and in there when making decisions, and it is still there for M&E. And that's a bit of a pity, because you know, we can take away that gut feeling and make it a judge, and we can make it like something that is really based on analytics and on data that will help your meeting space be as optimized as possible.
Very good, very good. Nikki, anything from your side, or have we pretty much covered all the...
Well, we did a good job already, I think. But I would just like to state that we are true advocates for meetings and events revenue optimization. We really see the potential there, and we hope to get everyone excited about this great piece of revenue management.
I agree, and I think it's a hugely missed opportunity. And you know, it's great to have you guys on board with us as an expert partner. I think where I'm excited is that it's going to be really interesting working with you guys as your solution develops further, as you grow further, but also really starting to dig into the challenge around M&E and groups. Why? What are the barriers that stop people getting into this, and then how you can provide the solution to that? Because it is just sitting there waiting to be optimized, and sometimes it's often not fear so much, but we end up in our comfort zones. We know what we're doing with rooms. We've got our metrics. Now we're going into a space where it's not quite as defined. We feel a little bit uncomfortable. What if we make a mistake? Well, to me, that's the perfect combination of technology and human interaction working together to support each other, one not replacing the other, because you wouldn't want to put a piece of technology into an area where you're still using gut feel. But if you can have some technology that's giving you some guidance, and then you can put your knowledge around it of what's going on, that seems to me a great area that could be expanded and exploited a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. And well, the trick is to just start.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be brilliant from day one, but just start.
As they say, a journey starts with the first step, isn't it?
Baby steps.
Absolutely. Well, look, brilliant to have you guys on. I'm conscious you guys are incredibly busy with everything that you're doing. So we're going to wrap this up now. But obviously, if anyone wants to connect with you, all your contact details are on the expert partner profile. I'm sure Google is a great advocate of getting to more, and they can find you through there. And we look forward to talking with you and working with you over the coming months. So thanks a lot for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us, Trevor.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.